It's a busy time. What's kind of policy when it comes to coaches, GMs? I mean, the Stanley Cup Finals coming. The league likes to get the full stage, but teams like yourself, other teams have to do their business, don't they?
Yeah, there's really no rule or even unwritten rule for, but you see what's going on in the hockey world right now, guys. It really is unusual. Listening to you before it came on, just there's sort of a trend right now for that younger, more player personnel manager coming to the league, and yet you look at a guy like Ray Shiro or George McPhee or Darcy Regier that done, in my opinion, very good jobs and long tenured managers that I don't think will be out of the work very long. So it's a good thing for Brad Treliving and Jim Benning and some of these younger people to get their chance in the driver's seat, but there's also a lot of very good quality people out there that are going to help some team and some team soon.
Do you feel we've reached an era of maybe a bit of overreaction? I mean, all the Vancouver Canucks did under Mike Gillis was win for years. The same with Ray Shiro. And you have one off season or one disappointing exit, and guys are being given their walking papers.
Well, you know, guys, I think social media now has such an influence on the marketplace, and where fans really do have a voice, and people are, you know, they're, whether it's tweeting or Facebook or everybody's, there's no real secrets out there. So it creates this, especially in the Canadian market, there seems to be such. No, I shouldn't just say that. You look what happened to Pittsburgh. I'm just hoping Ray Shiro doesn't want to work in the desert, because I think our owners will get rid of me in a heartbeat if they decide that Ray wants to come. That's how good I think Ray is. I think you look at a manager's role, you know, I think the job is to give your team a chance to win the Stanley Cup every year, and there's been few better than Ray Shiro, in my opinion. And again, I go back to maybe the last year or two in Buffalo didn't go the way, you know, Buffalo liked, but Darcy Regier had a lot of very good years in Buffalo. George McPhee, I look at Washington and look at what they have in their system. Yeah, they, you know, maybe they haven't advanced quite as far in the playoffs, but they've got some real talented people through there, and their payroll is in good position. So it's an interesting time. There's lots of pressure to win, and it's I do think the fans have a voice in it now, and then all of a sudden that internal pressure and season ticket holder pressure forces ownership to make some changes. Whether they're really necessary or cosmetic, that can be debated.
Don Maloney, our guest, he's, of course, the general manager of the Phoenix Coyotes, and you're a great person to ask this because of your playing career as well. I mean, you're right. We think about coaches, and we think, well, there can be a tune-out factor. We're seeing this in Manhattan right now. I mean, you went to the Stanley Cup Finals with the Rangers. You know what that's like this time of spring, and everyone's like, oh, look at Alain Vigneault. Well, no one ever thought he couldn't coach, but you might have been able to make the argument. Maybe this is reinvigorating him. Maybe there's more of a new coach and a new voice, and it happens in every walk of life and every business. So maybe with executives, it you know, guys take on new challenges, and they are invigorated, and they do things a bit differently, and they learn lessons, right?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, I'll go back to my own career. I started the first year, couple years as the Islander manager. I mean, I didn't know what the hell I was doing half the time. And at that stage, so you do learn generally by your mistakes. And there is a fair amount of pressure, as we all know, in this job. There's 30 of them in the world, and it's a great job. Yet, after time, and you look at even Ray Shiro, who still seems like a young man to me, and he's, you know, but he was there 8 years, and the pressure to win and perform. And you look at, you started this conversation off with Mike Gillis. All you have to do is look at his record and winning division titles, and really just two games from winning a Stanley Cup. Now he's kicked out on the sidewalk. And, you know, it's a crazy business right now. But they're, you know, everybody, you know, it works hard at it. We all see the same things, and you get evaluated on your performance, and unfortunately, like you said, it's a pressure filled position, and you're judged by what you've done today, and you better be up to par, because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of patience out there right now.
Don Maloney, our guest on Brady and Walker, GM of the Phoenix Coyotes. I don't know if there's less pressure on your situation than in others. Maybe the perception is, I know you probably don't feel that way yourself, but Phoenix is always viewed as this little team that could, and we applaud you and pat you in the back for being in the playoff hunt or winning a round of the postseason. And this year, you weren't able to get there. Where do you want to take this team in the next year or two?
Well, certainly, this was a frustrating year for us in Phoenix. I thought we were good enough to be a playoff team. We did, you know, losing Mike Smith when we did, I thought he was, and listen, everybody has injuries. We all know that. We can't use that as an excuse, but it's no different than a Carey Price or a Lundqvist that they were to go down. For us in Phoenix, Mike Smith is really the key for us. And I thought for the 2-3 weeks leading up to his injury, he started to get his game to the point where he was, again, one of the best goaltenders in the league. So, but that being said, it's 2 years in a row for us that we've missed, and, We really try to set a standard of a minimum of a playoff team. And even though the West is tough, there's a lot of very, very good teams out there. And we may not be the highest spending team. I really do think we have a great coaching staff. With a coaching staff and goaltending and chemistry, you should have enough to get to the playoffs as far as I'm concerned. So we've got some work to do. We have to turn our roster over a little bit. I think we plan to open up some positions for some younger people to bring more energy. I felt the speed of our team this year was lacking. And you start looking at the Colorados of the world and even LA's and Anaheim's, and everybody says how big they are, San Jose, but they're quick teams. And we also compete against Chicago's and St. Louis's. And Dallas, to me, is a team that worried me all year. And ultimately, they were the team that knocked us out. The team speed that Jim Neal put together there with some real star players and a great coach, they're good, which makes our job tough.
Give us 20 seconds on Max Domi. He'll be 19 in training camp this year. Do you expect him to make your team?
He'll get a real long look. I mean, Max, he didn't have a great week. None of the London team, they were just off. They just looked off. That was a better team, and all hats off to Guelph. I think Guelph are really a great junior team, but Max is strong, talented. We're going to need talent in our lineup. He'll get a long look in September.